My name's Kaylee Blanchard, and I am a co-founder and COO of Vendive. And Vendive is a company my partner and I, Caitlin, created. It's a referral network for women entrepreneurs. So it goes along perfectly with what everyone is saying today, that we need a space to connect, that relationships are really the thing that can drive success for female entrepreneurs. And we're creating that platform to connect women, because relationships really are the magic sauce to push things forward. So we will be that online base, but we also recognize the importance of the local bases. So we want to team with companies and organizations just like HeraHub to connect more women and also give them a chance to connect locally through other women organizations. So basically, it's an agglomerate of all of these big, wonderful things that women are doing. We're just trying to have it in one place because women are so busy. We want to make all their action really purposeful.
Awesome, awesome. And tell us just a little bit more about your background. What did you do prior to launching your business?
So early in my career, well, before my career started, actually, I was 16 and I went to Africa on a trip through school. And that kind of started my trip down the social justice lane. So when I came home, I decided to get into education. And I did my teacher training and became a teacher and worked in inner city schools. Shifted into behavior support and then into teaching kids with special needs. I then shifted back and started working with female empowerment and girls groups. And from there, Caitlin contacted me and pitched the idea of Vendive, and it just struck a chord and made me jump ship from that 9-to-5 lifestyle and take on the entrepreneurial dream. And here we are a year later with a company has thousands of women on the site, and it's growing. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. Wonderful. So let's turn to climate, meaning the climate for female entrepreneurship in Nova Scotia.
Totally. We were very lucky. We got accepted into a workspace called Volta, and it's a startup hub that supports mostly tech startups, but it changed the direction for us entirely. So having that community really makes a difference. Before we were accepted into that program, we felt a little bit isolated, admittedly, but once we were in there, we felt super supported. We were connected with so many other people. And there really didn't feel like a difference between males or females in that space. When we did start raising funds, we could feel a little bit of the challenges that females face when raising. I think that the stat is something like 96% of funded companies are male-led. So it's a percentage that needs some work. But we looked at it as an opportunity. It was easier to find those targeted people who were focused on female-led ventures and female founders. It was an opportunity to find males, too, who had females in their portfolios. So although it's challenging to raise funds, there's also a benefit, and you know who to target when you are a female leader. So it's been an exciting journey, and we've had some success raising funds. So it's a climate that accepts females or males, and whether it's tech startups, startups in general, or female entrepreneurship and small business, I think Canada is a great place, and Nova Scotia too. We don't feel that discrimination anymore, I don't think.
Good. Awesome. Fantastic. So talk about just other programs or things that you're seeing that are really supporting entrepreneurs, both men and women.
Futurepreneur has been amazing for us. Not just with support and community, but also with small business loans. A group called CEO, led by Vicky Saunders, is incredible. She's actually one of our first advisors, and she's trying to change the way females get funded. And she's started a new campaign to have 1,000 females fund 10 companies just to get them off the ground, and not just the finances, but then that network. So each time they have another round, it grows the network, so you have more people to connect to help you get going. Because, like I said before, relationships and connections are really what can push you forward.
Awesome. Are you seeing much government support for the startup scene in Nova Scotia?
Definitely. Since there's limited venture capital, limited angel funds, the government really has stepped up. They have a program called ACOA, They have NRC IRAP programs, which if you apply, you can get matching funding for any of the private equity that's brought into your company. So we've taken advantage of that, and it's made a huge difference. It really extends the runway when you're trying to build a company from scratch.
Awesome. Wonderful. Good. So talk about what you're seeing on a global basis, Kaylee, not only there in Nova Scotia, but maybe throughout Canada, and, you know, really looking at how can we connect and continue to support one another. And obviously your platform is definitely a great start for that.
Right. We started local in Halifax and quickly found out that it wasn't just locals that wanted this. We now have members from 42 different countries. They're all coming to connect because, like you guys mentioned before, women need other people who understand their journey and who better than other female entrepreneurs. So on Vendive, you can go and ask questions. The experts there can give you feedback right away, and then you earn credit and become more credible as an expert by helping other members. So it's really the first place where the more you help, the more you get back for your business. And women seem to really respond to that. I don't know about you, about you, but I know for me, I have to make my time very purposeful. Getting sucked into Facebook or other things, you just don't have time as a solo founder or a solo entrepreneur or a business owner. So all your actions have to be purposeful. So knowing that you're going to a place where you're meeting the right people, people who understand you and can support you, is huge.
Awesome. And Kaylee, what are a couple of your goals for the platform in the upcoming year?
All right. Well, our aim this year is to grow the user base so members have more support more quickly whenever they need it. So either for advice or for pros to hire or to get leads for their own business. So we want, our goal this year is to expand the network. We also are working with other organizations like Think Global and CEO. So within the platform, you'll be able to tag yourself as, for example, a HeraHub member, so you can then search for other HeraHub members within the Vendive site. So we know that there's a need for that online collaboration, but then to have those ties back to local groups is really important because face-to-face, there's nothing like it.